It's been described as Britain's 9/11. On this morning, 10 years ago, coordinated explosions ripped through London, destroying three trains in the underground and a double-decker bus. Here's a recording of one of the emergency phone calls that morning.
Hi, there's a bus just exploded outside in Tavistock Square, just outside my window.
The Tavistock Square?
Yeah, in London. There's people lying on the ground and everything. Right, and
the four suicide bombers timed their attacks to hit rush hour during the height of the commute. They killed 52 people and left more than 700 injured. On this 10th anniversary, we'll hear the voices of two people. Their lives intersected when the bombers targeted London's Edgware Road station.
Your next Wimbledon train will arrive at the platform number 2.
We're at Edgware Road, which is where I was based 10 years ago when the unfortunate day when someone decided to blow themselves up on one of our trains.
I'm Julie Nicholson, and my daughter was one of the six people killed here on her way to work that morning.
At around 10 to 9 in the morning, there were various Mayday calls that came on our radio, which is very unusual. Normally you get the odd one here and there, very rarely. But a whole load of them at once, which made me and my colleague that I was with at the time realise that something serious had gone on.
Her route would normally have taken her in a different direction to work, but there was a problem somewhere else on the underground that morning which caused her to reroute and come through this station.
When we arrived, it was completely different. Nothing can prepare you for it. You are tempted and you do panic about it. You think, well, should I just turn around and walk away, but you can't.
I think there was this slow process of realisation, but not wanting to own the feeling that she might be dead, because to own that feeling means you give up all hope. And I didn't want to give up hope until I knew for sure.
The top had been blown off of it, and windows all out, and bits and pieces all over the place, off people and their belongings and everything else strewn around the track.
I have got to know a little bit some of the staff who were here on duty that day. I think you've spoken to one man, Alex King, and he, for Jenny's family, we hold him in very, very high esteem. He looked after my daughter's body, I suppose I would say, by preserving her dignity. He covered her, and that meant an awful lot to us, so that passers-by who were leaving the underground could not look on the damaged body.
Well, I'm Alex King. I'm 52 years old, only 42 at the time of the bombings, wearing my London Underground uniform and an Edgware Road station where I was based at the time.
We've had to learn to live with this thing, so all these easy phrases like letting go and moving on are pointless and meaningless, and really the world should stop using them.
That story was produced by NPR's Ari Shapiro and our London producer, Rich Preston. Tonight on All Things Considered, we'll hear from survivors, medical workers, and others as they remember the London bombings 10 years ago.